The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends Friday, November the 30th, 2012. This is the last day of November as we tomorrow head into the last month of this year, which is really hard to believe. Trent Rash is with us. Good to have you here.
Thanks,
Trent.
Paul, good to be here.
You are here to tell us about the Elan
Singers.
The Elan Singers Holiday Concert.
Yes.
And when is that?
That is Thursday, December the 6th.
So it's next week.
Next week, yes.
Less than a week away.
Yes.
Tell me about it, the concert.
Yeah, it will feature some old favorites and then some new twists on some old favorites and then some new
tongue-in-cheek. What do you mean, some new twists on old
favorites? Well, they're holiday songs everyone might be familiar with, but they are new sort of different arrangements of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be a little different than what you're used to hearing, but still quite enjoyable.
The Elan Singers are from...
We are actually a group of friends that germinated sort of out of the... We're almost all alums of the School of Music at Mizzou.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of us that are also other working professionals, but all of us had a wonderful choral experience in our lifetimes and decided we wanted to keep singing. So we formed a group to do that.
Oh, I like the way you say we germinated from... That was a good choice
Thank
of
you.
Words.
Thank you.
You germinated from a mm-hmm. bunch of different groups
yes,
together.
Yes, absolutely.
How did you come up with the name Elan Singers?
Yeah, one of our, members who's more into linguistics came up with it. It's a French word that means style and energy, and we thought that really fit with us as we're a group that tries to do some cutting-edge things. We like to pair artwork with our songs, and so we wanted something that kind of spoke to our different style.
Is there music with the singing, or is it all...
Yes, we sing, and often in most of our concerts, this won't be the same in the holiday concert, but we'll pair a piece of art with what we're singing. So we'll have a slideshow going where people will be able to watch art
Wow.
while we're singing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice.
Yes,
Where's the performance going to be?
This concert is at the Old Hawthorne Country Club. That's just mm-hmm. east off on Broadway on Old 63 as it turns into WW.
So it's going to be somewhat of a very comfortable
Yeah, very comfortable environment. They'll have their bar open there. There'll be lots of things for people to do. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to mark it on your calendar, the Elan Singers Singers Holiday Concert with old favorites and then a new twist to some
on
of the old
favorites.
Favorites.
Yes.
How long will the concert last?
Oh, it probably should be about an hour long.
Oh, that's not
Starts
long
at 7 p.m.
So you
get
the people
nice
wanting a
early
whole lot
evening.
More.
Yes, we are.
Then they're going to be
idea.
Shouting more, and then you're
yes.
going to sing a few more songs.
Yes, well, maybe.
All right. if one ticket, you get tickets ahead of time?
Yeah, tickets. You can get tickets on our website, www.elan, that's E-L-A-N, singers.org.
Okay.
And
there's a
site right there.
Can you just show up?
You can just show up. We highly recommend getting tickets. The seating's very limited, and some of the seats will be by their club members. So we recommend getting on the website and making that reservation, but hopefully we won't have to turn you away if you show up at the door.
Okay, and how much are the tickets?
Tickets are $10 a person.
Okay, that's pretty nice.
Yes.
That's very nice. Trent Rash, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
By.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, good to see you.
Chatting with
you,
and the Elan Singers break a leg next week.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now we come to Liz Schmidt, who is with us today. Instead of the League of Women Voters, you're talking about the Church Mice.
Yeah.
And we have Ellie Duckweiler. It's a pleasure to have
Thank
both
you.
Of you here.
Thank you.
So does it feel a little different not talking about politics today
oh,
when
yeah.
you're talking about the mice?
Oh, yes.
This is the Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar, which has been going on how many years now?
Oh.
At least, I would say 50, because the mice have been around this year or next about 40 years.
Yeah. For people who may be new to our community and not know what we're talking about, this is the Bazaar Weekend. In Columbia.
Right.
So all the bazaars
yes,
are held.
Tomorrow starts the bazaars.
Yeah, right. Saturday and Sunday. And I used to always think, why do these people have their bazaars all on the same weekend? But there really is some thought given to that because folks who go to bazaars go from one bazaar to the next,
right,
to the next, to the next.
That's right.
So with the Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar, you have food also?
Oh, yes. We have a country ham breakfast.
Okay.
And we sell the mice.
Yeah.
And
now, if you want to see what we're talking about, go to kbia.org, then click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and you can watch this segment. But the church mice are really your calling card for,
right,
this bazaar.
They were originally called the choir boys, and we just call them church mice.
And the one that I'm holding right now, this was the original,
right,
one, right? The,
mm-hmm,
choir boy. Then you've got another one. Is this Minnie Mouse here? This is a little lady mouse.
Right.
Well, who is she?
Well, she is just dressed for Christmas, dressed,
okay,
in,
oh,
her finery.
And do they live in the church organ?
Well, yes, they do.
They could. Okay, and then this is a little angel,
angel
mouse that we have. So do you have different sets of mice each
year? Well,
there
are some tigers and
you got tiger
some
mice
Santas
too?
We've had over the years. And this year I know they're going to have carolers because the theme is the carols of Christmas.
Okay, so each year there is a different theme for your mice, correct?
Right.
But then you have the old standards that,
right,
will always be there.
It depends. There are about 12 ladies that make them and where her inspiration and creativity goes. So,
oh,
go
so
the
you
mice.
Don't know from year to
oh,
year.
Oh, no, we don't know until
do you
the
know
last
ahead
minute.
Of time? How far ahead of time do you know?
We don't till the morning they bring them.
Oh.
It's and a then, surprise.
And these are, and of course, these are all one of a kind mice,
right,
too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're out of the mice, you're out of the mice. They really are collector's items.
Right.
So give us a date and time.
It is from 8 to 1, mm-hmm, on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
December 1st.
Yeah.
At 123 South 9th.
Okay.
That is and they have other booths that Liz might mention.
We have the same lady that makes a lot of the mice has a musical carousel with all the little mice sitting on little horses and the parents standing there all dressed waiting for the kids to get off the carousel. We have a mouse wreath.
So this is one whole display.
Right.
So
yeah.
you buy the whole mice
well,
display.
Well, we can't buy it. It's a raffle.
You make a donation.
Oh, you make a donation.
And if your tickets pick.
Okay, so how much of a donation do they make?
A dollar.
A dollar donation.
A dollar for each ticket that you get. And
uh-huh.
Some people buy. One lady bought 50 one year. She didn't win. But.
Oh.
And they have a wreath with lampposts on because it's the carols of Christmas
with
that light up this
year.
With
mice on the wreath too?
Right.
Yeah.
We have a little mouse, two little mice that have God Rest Ye Merry Gentle Mice.
Okay.
And we have also a Missouri basket and... but I think the carousel is probably the
okay. That's the big
draw.
And there are crafts
okay.
of all sorts.
Yes.
All right. Well, ladies, we're out of time, and I know you could keep going on, but
yes.
they're getting the records out for classical
title.
Music right now. Okay, so it's Calvary Episcopal Church Bazaar tomorrow at Calvary Episcopal Church.
That's right.
Thank
right.
you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you.
Pleasure having you here. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Bradford Farms, and we'll tell you about the Greenhouse Theater Project. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, J.C. Lee, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.